think that's going to live with me forever. I'd always like to go back and revisit that if I had a time machine, just because it was the first time I'd ever won a tournament as a professional, and with it being the World Championships as well. Obviously the emotions were running high, and there's some of the night that I can't really remember, if I'm honest. I have to watch the videos back to get a taste of it, but I'd love to go back to that moment, and hopefully one day I might get to experience it again.
I bet the video's under lock and key, isn't it?
It's only me who gets to see it.
Bit of a surprise to many, though, wasn't it? And some say the biggest surprise since Joe Johnson.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I wasn't expected to qualify, and did, and when I got to the Crucible, I wasn't expected to do anything there, and I just kept my head down, tried to take one match at a time, and before I knew it, I was in the final, and again, in the final, was a long way behind overnight, 10-6 down to Matthew Stevens, but managed to dig in and, sneaked away with it.
We can only imagine what it must be like to win that sort of prize money. How long did it take to spend it?
Well, it didn't take long. You know, once you, as an adult, you realise that things don't grow on trees. I think as a kid, you know, you perhaps live with a few blinkers on and stuff, but, council tax and mortgage payments and all those other things. It soon went.
We've seen it, though, haven't we, Sean? With young, rising sporting superstars, in most sporting walks of life, that it's most important that you have somebody there to advise you when you are successful. Did you have that person alongside you?
Very much so, yeah. And it's one of those funny things in life, that there's lots of books out there teaching you how to cope with defeat and how to cope with when things go wrong. There's not many out there to teach you how to deal with things when they go right. And when I was in that position, you know, I was very lucky. I had some good people around me who were able to advise me, you know, to keep on the straight and narrow. And, I didn't blow any of the money. You know, I had to keep some aside for tax and pay all my bills and all of those other things. And that's one of the things going forward that, you know, I hope snooker looks at doing is educating its young players that, it doesn't last forever and they have to plan for the future.
You've joined the elite club, the world title, the UK title, a few century breaks on, the big 147 break, you've had that as well. Most people think, OK, you won the world championship, you've done it, that's it. You are the top man.
Yeah, but it's like everything in life, you know, everyone's always improving and striving to get better, and, you set the standard at the time, you say, right, this is the benchmark, and then somebody else comes along who's been practising a little bit harder and they raise the bar even more, and, you know, that seems to be the circle of life, if you like, and... I still practice very, very hard, like I've always done, and you've got to try and keep up with the new breed of players.
Sean, perhaps we can just talk about your religious beliefs for a moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're a devout Christian, well-known fact. What was that defining moment for you?
I just experienced something very real when I was 15, down in a church down in the southwest of England, visiting some friends, and, you know, I was going through a very difficult stage in my life. My parents had split up, and... I was down there with some friends and in the church, managed to meet some really nice people and noticed that whilst everyone had these difficulties in their lives and everyone had things that they weren't happy with, these people all seemed to share something and they all seemed so happy and they all, you know, had a lot of joy in their life and had a different perspective on things. And, you know, I thought that was something I could do with getting involved in. And, yeah, that was when it changed for me.
And how important a part has that played in your snooker success since?
Oh, very much so. You know, I believe that, I had a talent that was God-given, and, I have to thank God for that every day, and I'm very, very thankful that, you know, I've been given a chance to do something sort of that's not ordinary, and, I'm very, very thankful for it.
As you travel around the circuit, what sort of feedback and response do you get from your peers and other people involved in the sport?
I think people, like anything, you know, people don't like things being pushed down their throat. And people don't like, you know, salesmen coming to the door or ringing the phone. And I think religion's exactly the same. People don't like it force-fed to them. People don't like it when you throw it down their throat. And, a few players have asked me over the years, but I keep myself to myself. And, you know, my beliefs and my faith are my own. And long may it stay that way.